Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. Last Fog at Sunrise by Travers Charon. If life stretched on forever, would we still kneel in the wild mint just to listen to the wind? It's the fire burning low that draws us near, the song fading that makes us sing, the morning mist lifting that reveals the deer in the clearing. Grief is not just absence, it's the overflow of all we didn't say. The touch we postponed, a life paused too long on some day. We are each a breath on glass, a shadow just beginning to fall. One day we'll rise at the last fog at sunrise, already vanishing as the light arrives. So if you love, say so. If something stirs you, listen. The morning comes quickly. And the fog never stays. A Jellyfish by Marianne Moore. Visible, invisible, a fluctuating charm. An amber-colored amethyst inhabits it. Your arm approaches, and it opens and it closes. You have meant to catch it, and it shrivels. You abandon your intent. It opens. And it closes and you reach for it. The blue surrounding it grows cloudy, and it floats away from you. Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Mary Oliver. I plan on washing my sheets, cooking pasta, and cleaning broken glass off the kitchen floor quickly, lest it cut up any little feet. I plan on eating peaches in the summer, and oysters only in the months that end in ER, because that's what my mother taught me. I plan on making lovers out of poetry, and poetry out of lovers. I plan to eat tomato salad with salt, oil, and hot French bread, while my cousin regales me with her stories. I will swallow the bitterness of missing entire years together. I plan to say bless you when someone sneezes. Excuse me when I pass them by. I plan to forgive, even the people who don't deserve it. I plan on giving loneliness a warm place in my bed when I need her. I plan on hosting dinner parties and listening to my friends' laughter in the half-light of the evening. I plan on sending the letter. I plan on falling in love often. Often with the wrong people, which will make the right one's love go down like milk and honey. I plan on making mistakes. Making love, getting sunburnt, and still basking in the sunlight. What is it I plan to do with my one wild and precious life? Mary, I intend to live it. By Margot Paul. History and Art by Maggie Devers. My husband tells me I have a 20th century ass, and that's a type of poem. Rubens put touches of red on his angel's rears, literally rouge on cheeks. And I feel that's what this world is missing. More blushed bottoms, more naked debauchery, more holy stories. We laugh out loud at some of the babies. Old man newborn is forever the ha-ha trope. The mortality, everlife, afterlife, reincarnation, universal oneness, created for us by some Flemish dude appeasing his benefactor, before time's up, and we walk down the mountain, back to life. I Look for the Holy Fuck in Everything I See by Joe Guzman. After Courtney Love. I look for the holy fuck in everything I see. I want to whisper, wow, 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 and have no idea I am even whispering it like a child. until someone with a dick smaller than mine tells me to shush. I tell him to fuck off. Wow, me. Life. Holy fuck, this is hot. You with those red lips and those vintage boots from Paris? That time you got so fucking lost on Rue Lefebvre and needed that damn Google Maps to tell you where to go. Stupid AI, yet it led me to you, where I get to see the reflection of my own greatness in the eyes of someone who also understands this is a made-up life, one made up of simple moments. The now, the right here, because we are all gonna die. And I want stories of being lost in the holy fucks, because you know what? I am finally free. Because I decided to stop giving any fucks unless, of course, they are holy. Life is holy. Go on. Be your badass self. The Body Idea by Bree North. I know I am not my body, but if I were, I would remember just long enough for memory to mean imprints. I would be curious as corneas, white and with fear like follicles, wired up from the inside. Disease could be free to teach me like feldspar fragments or meteorology, according to some holy math, and I wouldn't even wonder about it. I would be water and dirt. That's it. Every hand would be the same like elastic on my joggers, plastic comb fingers. God, how I would harden up when starved and soften when I am fed. This Can't Be the End of the World by Maggie Devers. I finally superglued my daughter's doll furniture back together. It's only been 2 Christmases since I meant to do that. We've come too far to end here. She hasn't started to read yet, but she's close. She weaves stories in her head and layers them on her day, living 2 lives at once. What is real anyway? I can't get rid of the nagging feeling that this is it. She stays at the IKEA kids space and I panic something terrible will happen. I don't know why. But when I come back, she's in a powerful stance at the chalkboard easel, holding on to make something important, to show her new friend, to share their art, their spirit. And that image grounds me. To keep on for now and not despair. This isn't the end. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.